I want to say 7 years now. No, I've been doing it for years and years and years.
Michael come in, look at the door, and then just start running.
I reminded him a couple of days ago. I said, he's not across the street from your office. Don't forget, so, Michael.
Was Mark over there?
Yeah, he's on his way here, too. Oh, okay. Yeah, he said he saw, says, I saw Steve, we're on our way. I could have gone to the post office after all.
Yeah.
Are you going to the watch party?
Tonight, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Laxalt's.
Oh, you naughty girl, you.
So I have to do work. I'm like, I'm supposed to be celebrating.
Yeah,
did you take care of your voting at the same time?
No, I got there too late. So
oh,
like,
gotta go back. I do early voting, just because stuff always comes up on vote day.
Oh, there he is.
There they are.
In the right place.
Hi, I just remembered that Mark hasn't been here before.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And I mentioned
Mark, you probably want to come up and see someone. Yeah.
Like, this is a,
it's kind of a weird
Michael's got to get out of here.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Good, how are you?
I'm not.
Hello. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. How are you?
Steve, I have to do disclosure on 6C, so
okay.
Call on me first, maybe before we jump into the agenda item.
Okay.
Disclosure.
You know, the legal things.
So just say right before 6C?
Right, as you call that item and just ask me for my call on me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Am I sitting just over here?
Good, it seems so strange.
I guess I'm about to work out of the
community.
See, nobody reads their addresses. 108.
And I feel like Courtney wrote it in the
email. I thought
she said reminder.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'd have to be bold for more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or colored.
Just must add on the board, and that's it. Because we're going to be dent covers here, so it's in here. We have a little station presentation.
I know. You can open it.
Can we get a roll call?
Chairperson Ferguson?
Present.
Vice Chairperson Bertrand?
Here.
Member Badwell?
Here.
Member Mayhorn?
Here.
Member Stockford?
Here.
Okay, thank you. Public comments. Public is invited at this time to comment on and discuss any topic that is relevant to or within the authority of the Carson City Audit Committee. In order for members of the public to participate in the committee's consideration of agenda item, the committee strongly encourages members of the public to comment on the agenda and during the item itself. No action may be taken on any matter raised under public comment unless the item has been specifically included on the agenda as an item upon which action approval on it, for the minutes from the audit committee meeting from last month on May 10th. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes of the audit committee meeting on May 10th.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, for possible action of adoption of the agenda, the agenda is what it is. Do we have any changes to the agenda? Nancy?
No changes.
Okay. Meeting item 6A, presentation from Moss Adams will present internal audit status report.
Good afternoon. Mark Starenka, Moss Adams. Good to see you all. So real briefly on the status report, standard kind of two-page report. With the next agenda item, we'll have completed all the projects for this fiscal year program. All were done within budget. You'll end up having probably a shade under a 10K leftover from things not worked on, like the performance measures and some money left. Relative to the, which one? Audit findings tracking, that budget won't be fully utilized. What else I want to update you on? Two reports from the hotline since our last meeting. They were both kind of legitimate concerns. They just happen to be have to do with the state, so not the same. So it's probably
good for us.
Yeah, so it is probably in probably a note since, a decent percentage of the reports that come in don't have to do with the city, that maybe there's some messaging better on the site or just in general about that number is specifically only relative to the city versus not the capital or, that type of thing. So anyway, that's it for status report.
Okay. Mark, the audit tracker, I don't remember seeing that in last month's meeting. Is there like a current version of that as far as what's open?
Yeah, and we thought that we would do that in the interest of time for today.
Okay.
That we would do that at the next meeting.
Okay. Good deal.
It has been updated, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right, 6B, discussion on possible recommendation to the Board of Supervisors based on the presentation of Moss Adams to review the internal controls over the grants administration, or management and administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is, in essence, all good news. So this was kind of a standard, sampling and testing. If you recall, when we talked about this project at the beginning of the fiscal year, we wanted to get travel expenses in on this, so we did include some travel expenses. So basically, we took 10 grants, non-single audit grants, and looked at them for a variety of things: oversight, allowable costs, the procurement process in terms of goods and services associated with them, cash management, matching and reporting on the grants, subrecipient monitoring. So you'll see there's a whole lot of no exceptions. There's one finding, again, opportunity for improvement. It's not even compliance related. It's just about training as a best practice for individuals who are involved with managing grants. But you'll see we first tested for management and oversight, and that we used all 10 grants. And then for each of the sort of sub-elements, like allowable costs, we used a judgmental sample of 6 of those 10, just because some of them didn't have a whole lot of activity, so they weren't that meaningful. And in that sample, tried to make sure there's grants that had federal, state, local dollars, so we had a good sort of cross-section in terms of, so it's all good news. That's what you would want to see, is that we're following our policies and procedures, our processes, the reviews that need to happen, the documentation that needs to be in place for the grants is in place. So all good. And so the only finding on page 5, again, was just associated with just making sure to get folks in training who are going to be handling grants, and you know, and that doesn't have to be a formal training. That can just be some, hey, let me give you a tutorial, you know, and sort of prep you, just because it's good proactively to do that on the front end so that you don't have challenges or issues on the back end. But again, no exceptions with all the testing, so that's great. I think that might be a first.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's, I think it's a first.
So the sample of the 10 grants were out of a population or what?
Oh, I don't know what the...
Do you know how many grants they have?
That are non-single
audit. That are non-single audit.
Oh, like major programs, or do you mean like... Well, because you picked federal grants, so yeah. I don't know, there's probably at least 50. At least.
Yeah.
How did you guys select the grants you're looking at? Just
Like I said, so non-single audit, so
right.
And then trying to get ones that had different types of monies involved, so different types of requirements in terms of managing the grants. So you just, again, just so you're getting, instead of a whole bunch of the same thing, are we handling different things all the ways that we would want to in terms of the types of things that you would sample and test for. So, again, trying to get
the
cross-section.
Grant didn't come in?
No, other than just not a single audit, so they're all smaller than that.
So did any of these have sub-recipients?
They did, but I don't know, I can't tell you because I don't know which ones, but they did because that was one of the things that we tested for. So
CBG.
Well, there you go. Yeah, good point.
Yep. And so you're saying all of the documentation that was required to be received from the sub-recipients
mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in place, yeah. Yeah, and that's I should have mentioned, I mean, that's really good progress. I mean, from mm-hmm. when we did our initial internal controls review, whenever that was, 14, 15, yeah, I guess it was more recent, yeah. But that was one of the areas, you know, we had identified that grants were, you know, being, we'll say, handled differently across the city, and that was an area of opportunity for, you know, better guidance, better monitoring, better training, or more training. And so that clearly shows that we've made progress, which is great.
And then also that I'm trying to determine, you're mm-hmm. saying our grant manual is in good shape and that, so there wasn't any recommendations or suggestions for improvements within the manual itself
No.
better practices?
No, I mean, it's been updated.
Grants.
It's
probably been a couple of years.
2016.
Yeah.
But I think we updated it, you know, new things come
yeah.
out. So.
Yeah. I mean, we're used to seeing things that are 2002, you know, on a good day.
So then, because the external audit certainly hits the grants area for us. And so you're saying you did not see any of the, and most of those were in draw issues, that we had duplicated draws and mm-hmm. stuff of that nature. Mm-hmm. And so you're saying that it appears the procedure manual and everything is up to date to attach that
yep.
so we don't
yep.
have repeated external audit review violations. That's the
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not really my answer, but yeah, I mean, from it's not for me to answer, but yeah. But yeah, it was as clean as you're going to get. And yeah, things are in place and in shape and obviously working better than they were. Yeah, it's great. I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah, again, not in a bad way.
Any other questions, comments?
I know, kind of boring. But boring is good.
Well, good job, staff.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job with improving the procedures and moving forward from our prior exceptions. And good job.
Yeah. Agreed.
Those guys.
And all of
them. That's awesome.
No,
great job. So do we need a motion to
yes.
approve this to sign the... The board?
Yeah.
So I have a motion to approve the grants management administration audit from Los Angeles.
I'll make a motion to accept the grants management and administration internal control review report from Los Angeles.
Second. second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Appreciate it, Mark.
Thank you. Yep.
Nice work. Okay, 6C, Lori has a disclosure to tack onto this. We're looking at recommending approval and review of the selection committee recommendation for awarding the internal audit services for 2019 and the 2 1-year options.
NRS 281A 420 requires me to disclose a conflict of interest and abstain from voting when I have a disqualifying conflict. My son works for IB. Although he does not have any direct involvement in the Carson City audit as an employee of IB, the benefits he received may in general be impacted by the awarding of the contracts to his firm. Therefore, the independence of judgment of a reasonable person in my position may be materially affected by this relationship. As such, I consider this to be a disqualifying conflict and I will not be voting on this matter.
Okay, thank you. Nancy, who's covering this? Is it?
I will. Okay. So I just wanted to kind of go over why the review committee is recommending Ike Bailey for the following reasons, and it's in your packet. So we looked at the level of certifications, and Ike Bailey, the Ike Bailey team, everyone was a CPA except for the director of cybersecurity, who had three specific, certifications more specific to cybersecurity. In their extensive experience auditing Nevada cities, counties, the school districts, the state of Nevada, and over those years, they've just established a good knowledge of Nevada revised statutes and the Nevada Administrative Code. And their extensive experience with auditing Carson City, I don't remember how many years it was, 15 or so, three different firms. They have an in-depth knowledge of the city's departments and the employees, including the operations and the internal controls and risks. Making the transition, wouldn't be a difficult transition to a new auditor. And then, we were looking at and achieving operating efficiencies. In addition to that, the internal audit should provide assurance that internal controls are effective to ensure reliable financial reporting. And we've had issues with that, like with our findings and in the financial statements from the external audit. So Ike Bailey definitely has expertise in the governmental financial reporting and single audits. And then one of the last things that we looked at was just the hourly rates for Ike Bailey were, in some cases, less than half of what they are currently, and in addition that there wouldn't be any additional charges for travel. So those were just kind of the main reasons of why we're proposing Ike Bailey and recommending.
Questions?
They were the external auditors before, right?
Correct. For Dan, how long have you been on?
My old career for 15 years.
15 years.
No, with Carson City.
Yes.
15 years?
So for 15 years, Dan Carter, who's the partner with Ike Bailey, he was the external auditor for 15 years.
And is it mostly the same team who's going to now do internal audit versus previously external audit?
Dan,
it's
do you want to come up?
We've got specific people with internal audit experience in our office that would be assigned to the internal audit that weren't necessarily on the external audit book.
So are there any overlaps? Or?
There, Nelsima worked on financial audit last year and is assigned to the internal audit on the board basis.
Do
the rest of the team.
Could you just come closer? Sorry.
It's not that directional.
Yeah.
Not that good.
It's not super
mic. Yeah.
So apologies. Magic mic. Full circle. So we have been the external auditors for a long time for the city. We do have a little bit of a different team with specific expertise that we were talking about in cybersecurity. Nelsina was the manager on that last year. And will be the manager on the internal audit. She has specific experience working in that area for our office. So, but the rest of the team other than Nelsina and I are different people based on their expertise.
Nancy might want to cover that. I know what happened, but just can you cover the RFP process and the other bidders? Summary of what was done as far as the process around it.
Oh, okay. So we sent out a request for statement of qualifications, and then those were received April 3rd, and then we had three responses, and the evaluation or the review committee took the top two of those, and then had interviews with those two. It was Moss Adams and Ike Bailey. And then out of, you know, combining all that together, that's where we came to the recommendation of Ike Bailey. And I know that we've talked about changing the process. I didn't realize that the audit committee had a little different process for choosing the internal auditors. And so we might look at that next time, changing the process a little bit.
Yeah, actually, I was kind of bringing up that really the process was in the past was really, it's really the audit committee that kind of more is in the driver's seat of that, because this is something that's separate from the city. You know, part of this audit committee got started because of some of the problems with, you know, being within the city manager's office and all that, and there'd be pressure, you know, versus somebody being, and that's also too why we wanted them independent outside the city, so we like that. But yeah, I think we need to probably do something to make sure that that's well documented what the process is, because well, there was two things that surprised me as an audit committee member. One, that ID Bailey was not put on it, you know, that they were let go of as the external auditors. You know what happened there, and then a few weeks later, boom, we have another change. And I feel like as an audit committee, we're supposed to be made aware of those things in advance. So we had a process. I know Supervisor Bagwell knows the process intimately because we went through it. So we should probably get that document written down so in the future there's no questions about that. And
right, and we were just following the city's procedures in awarding contracts.
Yeah.
And that's how the city does it with all their other contracts.
So I guess there has to be some kind of, it's got to be, I guess, made clear that the audit committee is a little different than the city. Because it's where the audit committee is really serving the board first. It's not, so it's really the board of supervisors, I think, that's really giving us, in a sense, our directions and our charter. So we just want to make sure that that's clear. I don't know how, I guess we have like our charter. We can have that made clear in there. So probably just do that.
I think
so
I can comment generally on this, since I'm not really commenting on the contract, I'm just commenting on a process. We may want to just ask for a future agenda item at the next meeting or so that would discuss the process and document for the record how we want to proceed in the future, and then we can have the DA's office review our charter and make sure that everything aligns with the authority that was granted both by statute and then also by the Board of Supervisors, and make sure everything aligns with that process. And I think that's a good idea to document anyway. Maybe we're audit, that's a good idea, is to lay it out so that it doesn't matter who's in the office, they can pull out the policy or the procedure and move forward in that direction.
Yeah.
I had done some review of watching Legislative Council Bureau that also picks single audits, and really watched their processes, which was very similar to what we did, I don't know, 6 years ago when we selected Moss Adams, that it really did come before the audit committee to do the interviews and the final recommendations. So
yeah,
I'm sure
that
we can work that out with a future agenda item for
right, and so basically we had that process, and the process is similar to the LCB's mm-hmm. process, and it basically that we basically would direct, you know, staff to start going through the interview process. Like I said, we came in here and we didn't know, the same thing with ID Bailey being gone, and I don't want to see that happen, and all of a sudden, then boom, you're gone. I come in here one meeting. So it's a matter of saying, well, we're sort of like the audit committee. We're more like kind of coming in afterwards and just, you know, rubber stamping it. And I don't think this committee is a
working group. Just a little background. I questioned the recently departed CFO on the process prior to his departure, and I was told that he checked with procurement, and procurement said that because we were, as the committee members were approving it, then we are shouldn't be in the process to select them, and that was the reasoning I got. So we need to, we probably need to tie this out with procurement, make sure we're in compliance with our procurement procedures.
And that's how the city procurement process works. Like, we would have a board member on a review committee because they're going to ultimately vote on it. So, but I think we'll look into the audit committee being a little different in the changing it up in the future.
Okay. And so would we, should we make this proposal formal for the next audit committee meeting, or who draws up that?
We would just put that on as a future agenda item to formalize the process.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do the agenda. Okay. Finance.
Okay, great. I think that'd be helpful. And then get it documented.
And with having said that, I'd like to thank Mark and for his work with us over the last few years. The audit committee started from nothing when we first started out, and it got going, and it really took us through some critical periods there and going through. I really appreciate your work and going through, when I was the chairman, all the change this schedule, I want this, I want that, and worked well with that. And I do look forward to working with you, Dan, in that same capacity. I'm sure that's the chairman as well, that to seeing how what you guys bring to this as we go through the next phase here in the audit committee.
Yep. Thanks, Mark and Moss Adams. Appreciate you guys' work over the last few years. And welcome Dan and team onto the internal side of the audit process. So, with that, any other questions?
Why was the third firm not interviewed further? Was there a special reason for that?
With what?
The third firm?
Just their scoring on the initial review of the proposal was so low.
I think it was just an experience thing and breadth of capabilities.
Right.
Yeah.
And Nevada experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From the committee. Okay. With that, a motion to approve the recommended internal auditor for 2019.
I make a motion to approve ID Bailey as the internal auditors.
Second.
But I'm going to abstain from this vote because I just don't feel I have all of the information now to make a vote on this.
So what other information do you need?
There's this change. There's too much change, and I don't understand why the various changes were made. And as Michael said, that it seems to me like we're doing a rubber stamp approval, and that's what makes me uncomfortable without, just a few bullet points. I'm pretty sure other firms had, all these same reasons other than the cost. And we selected the other firm for the external audit on the basis of cost as well. So that by itself is not sufficient for me to make a very informed decision at this point.
I just want to quickly get on the record here. So for the record, this is Dan Yu, Chief Deputy DA for the DA's office in Garden City. I understand and I can certainly appreciate your perspective when you say you don't feel as though you have enough information to guide you in your vote. I would, however, strongly urge you to cast a vote in this matter because it's sort of a statutory obligation that you have as an elected official or as an appointed official here. I would say that, unless you feel that there's a clear conflict of interest here, under the circumstances, I would highly recommend that you do cast a vote. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I think that the information that's being provided to the rest of the members, is the same information that's been provided to you. So, I guess, based on that, I, you know, my recommendation would be to cast a vote if you're willing to do so.
Yeah, I would say typically we probably, when we go to vote on things, we're not going to have a full, we're not going to get as much information as if we were on the actual selection committee that went through that process. So as committee members, we're relying on judgment of the city and their procurement process to decide, you know, we're basically saying, we agree with the selection based on the criteria that they went through, and it's, you know, certifications, proximity, experience in Nevada, cost considerations, travel considerations. So there were a bunch of issues tied into this. You know, with the city went through the process, has made this recommendation. We're up against a timeline here with the end of
June 30. Is it for this fiscal year coming up, the one that is starting?
That's correct.
July 1st.
Well, then I would agree with the prior discussions is that we change the process because this is, I just don't feel I have everything that I need to make a vote, but if it is urgent to do it today because of statutory reasons, I can do that, but I don't know what the word is, with objection or whatever the statement is.
Yeah, let's take a vote and let's see if this works.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Do you need a second on the motion?
Yes.
Is there any?
Can we get a second?
I didn't hear a second.
I seconded the motion.
No, you made the
motion. No, I made the motion.
I'll second
the
motion.
Right. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Opposed. And one abstention.
One abstention.
Mine's a little
one abstention, one. One opposed.
Three yeses.
Three yeses. Passes. Okay. Next item. Public comment. There's no public here, so just for formality, public is invited to stand a comment on a matter that's not specifically included on the agenda as an action item. An action item may not be taken on a matter that is raised under this item of the agenda. Public, thank you. Discussion on next meeting. I think we were looking at July or August.
Well, and I also want to say, so we decided, I think at your last meeting, we had gone through potential projects for fiscal 19.
Correct.
And in lieu of, if there was going to be change in auditor, we thought we might want the new auditor to make some possible recommendations. So I'm not sure if, I know we've had meeting after meeting, but if we could do something in July so that we could then establish what the audit program would be.
Did we have a date in July already set?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't?
We didn't. It was, this was an issue. We're basically trying to come up with a 2019 audit plan, and we wanted to discuss it with the new internal auditor. So July, I'm sure it's going to be a busy month. People got vacations and stuff, and I'm not even available until the 17th. Does anyone have any issues with the 17th, 18th, or 19th that week?
That week, I can't do that week.
24th, 5th, or 6th?
I can do the 24th.
Let's shoot for the 24th.
The 24th of June or July?
July.
Let's 24th, I have a conference. We do the 25th or 6th.
So you said you can't do 17?
I could do that week, but this week of the 17th, who had a conflict?
I did, but I was looking in June.
Oh, okay.
July 17th, I'm okay.
Or July 18th in the afternoon, you have something.
That foundation meeting.
The 17th?
Unless we do it later, like at 4, if nobody cares if we do it from 4 to 6.
Yeah, I
don't like it. And I have Board of Supervisors on the 19th, so that's out.
Okay.
Better do that one.
The 17th, you said, didn't work?
I already have a 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Unless we do a 1 o'clock.
How about the
18th?
No,
we can't
do
1. You don't like the
early
ones?
I'm okay with the 4. It's 4 o'clock on the 17th.
I mean, 18th. 4 o'clock on the 18th.
Oh, the 18th on Wednesday.
I can do that. Does that work?
Works for me.
We just might have to do it here again.
Okay. We won't put the location yet. 4 p.m. audit on the 18th? Okay.
This is much more cozy anyway.
You'll know where to go next.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't get it. It's not a quick walk across the street.
4 o'clock.
But it is for me.
That's true.
Just to be in all fairness.
All right, next meeting.
July 18th. 4 o'clock.
4 p.m.
And you'll let us know where?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, with that, this special meeting of the audit committee is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. That was unbelievable.
That's the greatest meeting ever.
Yeah.